back half will be just 7 innings no matter what. 1-1 coming to Arxie Hernandez. A long inning for Richie. Fastball off the outside corner. 25, now 26 pitches in the inning for JR. And Richie really looked like he was going to be able to get out of this. Got the ground ball he needed from Nishida. But it bounced off the misshapen dirt, hit over the head of Verdung, and turned into an RBI double. Fastball up 3-1. 3 balls and a strike on Arxie Hernandez. Roney waits on deck. The bases would be loaded for him. Fouled back 3-2. Based on the drop in velo from J.R. Richie, this is likely to be his last inning of work and could very well be his last batter. Four hits and 2 runs in the inning. Runner on the move, 3-2 slider. Downstairs, he did not go. J.R. Richie was walking back towards his own dugout. Arxie Hernandez was close on the check swing, and Frank Jones did not have any type of angle to make that call. Bases are loaded, and Winston Sawyer's coming out to make a move. 2 2/3 for J.R. Richie. 3 2/3, excuse me. And the inning lengthens up on him. Raven Corona coming on. We'll step away on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Raven Corona coming on with the bases loaded and 2 outs. 2 runs already in the frame, both charged to J.R. Richie, and all 3 men on base belong to Richie as well. So the inning is not over, and neither is the line score for J.R. Look fantastic through 3. In the 4th, he was walking the tightrope, and everything changing on that one miscue off the dirt. Will Verdung was ready. The ball hit. Bounced over his head, and now Raven Corona's in. 19th appearance of the year for Corona. 3-3, a 7.67 ERA. He'll face the cleanup man, Roney Hernandez, from the left side. Righty against lefty. First pitch fastball. Called a strike, and no, it's called a pitch timer violation before Corona delivered. Raven lifting the leg right after the time was allotted, and so it's 1-0. Corona will have to contend from behind. Hernandez 0-for-2 with a walk. Takes a fastball low, 2-0, and with the bases loaded against Corona, that's a big call. Raven 28 strikeouts, but 15 walks in 27 innings. Lefty's hitting 333 against him. Righty's 300. 2-0 to Hernandez. On the ground to second base. Sanchez swallows it up. Over to Verdung, and the inning is over. Corona strands 3 men aboard, gets the ground out from Hernandez, but Kannapolis able to tack 2 more on against J.R. Richie. And it's cannonballers by half a dozen after 6.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Cannonballers will make a call to the bullpen. Jesus Mendez coming on, the youngest pitcher on the roster, 19 years of age, is second in the Carolina League in appearances in 27. Manuel Veloz does exactly what was asked of him, four scoreless innings of relief, three hits, no walks, and two strikeouts. Mendez coming on facing Garcia, Drake, and Verdung, 3-4-5 in the green jacket order. And after the two runs in the bottom half of the previous inning, it's now 6-0 Cannonballers after six. Mendez fastball, changeup, and slider from the right side. Junior Garcia a lefty, the first of two in a row he'll face is 0-2. Mendez out of the stretch, and the first pitch fastball misses inside at 96. Very live arm on the young righty out of Carabobo, Venezuela, in his first season at the single-A level with the Cannonballers. 1-0 to Garcia, same spot, same pitch, same result, 2-0. Mendez 2-3 with a 5.51 ERA. His command has been very solid, better than what you might expect for a young right-hander, especially with the velo he has, just 11 walks in 33 innings. 2-0 to Garcia, swinging freely, the bat goes flying into the Cannonballer dugout. Went to the off-speed for the first time. Garcia was out in front. The bat is chucked back onto the field of play by a frustrated Cannonballer bench. That'll always wake you up a little bit. And Garcia is going to use his timeout to go get some more pine tar. It's nothing more than a strike one, albeit one that's a bit more unique than some others might be. Garcia looking for his first hit at the single-A level. Was hitting 317 in the FCL, opened some eyes. Might not have been the most highly regarded prospect entering the year, but he certainly made a name for himself in 2024. 2-1 from Mendez, misses low and in. Breaking ball running off the inside corner. All three misses for Mendez have been to the glove side. Garcia looking to get on for the first time. Mendez holds the hands high, now brings them to the glove. 3-1. Fastball struck down the right field line, foul off the facing of Kanapolis' dugout. Mendez took a little bit off that fastball, dropped it down to 93 after being at 96 with his first two deliveries. Drake waits on deck. Full count on Junior Garcia. 3-2 from Mendez. Inside ball four. Went back to the off-speed pitch, and Garcia takes the walk. Leadoff man is on in inning number seven. Garcia has good speed as well. 12 steals and 16 tries in the Complex League across 42 games. Six-run deficit. Not overly likely he'll be in motion, but if nothing else, you've got plus runners at both first and at the plate with Isaiah Drake. Drake's 1-for-2. Singled up the middle his last time up. Gets his first look at Jesus Mendez. Mendez still out of the stretch. Fastball misses low and in. through seven pitches. What we've seen from Mendez, at least from our bird's eye view, is it just does not look like he's picking up his target until the last possible second. His head is down, still looking at his glove as he lifts the leg and then finally whips it around at his target. 1-0 on Isaiah Drake. This time he picks the target up, and it's bounced to second base. Big hopper for Dennison, who has to go to first, and will get the out. Garcia got a good break. Drake is retired on the 4-3. He's 1-for-3. Garcia into scoring position. Third inning in a row, Augustus put a man at second or further. They've been held scoreless in the past two tries. Will Verdung went 2-for-4 in the series opener, including his first home run since May 2nd. He's 0-for-2 today, but looking to change that. Garcia, a big lead at second base, being held on by Dennison. Half-hearted swing from Verdung on the off-speed pitch. Sharp slider running away from the body would have been strike one anyway. Garcia dancing off of second, 0-1 on the first baseman Verdung. Mendez the pitch, slider bounce back up the middle for a base hit. Garcia is going to get the wave around. Aguero will not have a play at the plate. It's an RBI single for Verdung. Will Verdung's third RBI in two games. He's been responsible for three of the team's four runs. Garcia scores and Augusta's on the board. It's a 6-1 ball game for the Green Jackets. First run in about 48 hours. Man at first, one out with one in. Cade Kern is 0-for-2, steps in against Mendez. Fastball on the outside corner for a called strike one. Back up to 96, about a ball and a half off the outer edges. But Richie Arredondo has a big zone to start with and has only expanded as the day has gone on. 0-1 to Kern, misses low and out. Back to the slider. Couple cannonball relievers starting to move their arms and legs down the end of the dugout. Nobody in the bullpen in actuality right now. Kern goes down low and sweeps the off-speed back above his own head. Foul ball 1-2. Kern in right field today after being the DH on Friday. Looking for his first hit of the weekend. Ball and two strikes on Cade Kern. Target is outside. Mendez the pitch. Fastball popped out of play once more. Back into the afternoon sky, and Kern will see at least one more pitch. Cade's hitting 209 on the year, five homers and 21 RBIs. July has been arguably his best month of the season so far. Short lead at first for Verdung. Two-strike pitch, bounced softly to shortstop. Sanchez to Dennison for one. On to first, 6-4-3 double play. Green Jackets have grounded into four double plays in 16 offensive innings against the Cannonballers. Augusta gets on the board, but gets no more than one. Verdung, the RBI knock, 6-1 at the seventh inning stretch.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.shop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Raven Corona faced one batter in the sixth and got a ground out to leave the bases loaded, inducing the 4-3 off the bat of Ronnie Hernandez. He'll now see Betancourt, Wolko, and Essien in the middle of Kannapolis' order looking for more. Anthony Garcia will get the ball in game two against Frankelly Arias, a matchup of two traditional relievers getting their respective starts. Kannapolis well on their way to what could be their second win of the week in as many tries and sixth in a row against the Green Jackets, out hitting Augusta 10-4 through 6.5. Betancourt is 1-for-3 in the game. First pitch from Raven Corona is inside with the fastball. Corona fastball, slider, and changeup has been a bit better against righties compared to lefties this year. Betancourt the only man not to hit in that sixth inning. Slider on the inner half evens the count 1-1. Yonaker 1-for-6 since being re-added to the roster. He's been in the complex league, spent a couple games in Double A Birmingham as well. Slider down the left field line, foul, past third base coach Mike Gellinger. Hits off the facing of the Green Jacket bullpen down the left field line. And Augusta is hopeful that Raven Corona can potentially ride out the rest of this day. Corona's gone up to 3 innings this year. If he can go at least 2 1/3, maybe save some arms for the nightcap. Then a day off tomorrow, well needed. Fastball popped into shallow center field off the bat of Betancourt. Heel going out into the grass, makes the catch. Stumbling in front of Drake out in center. Isaiah was playing deep. And Betancourt is denied by John Heel. Betancourt 0-for-3 today after going 1-for-1 yesterday. Jordan Wolko looking for his first hit of the day and second hit of the game. Wolko has grounded out and struck out both against J.R. Ritchie. Had the double against Davis Polo. Corona will step off to allow Isaiah Drake to get back to his natural position in center. Drake had been taking his time going out to shallow center. First pitch to Wolko, a mighty swing, but nothing but air. Wolko turning back and asking Richie Arredondo where that was. Good arm side run on the fastball from Corona. Corona at the belt, 0-1 slider, called strike, nothing in two. Breaking ball has been sharp for Raven today. It's been an up-and-down season for Corona, but when he's on, he can be incredibly effective. Has 3 saves in 6 tries, including a save his last time out as part of the combined shutout between himself, J.R. Ritchie, and Davis Polo. 0-2 to Wolko. Pop foul down the left field line, and you could hear the grunt from Wolko all the way up here. That's a fastball he would like to have back. Heater that stayed up, ran late towards the outside corner, but still caught a good portion of the plate in Wolko's eyes. Nothing in two on the right fielder. Corona from the stretch. Slider called strike 3. Outside corner. Back-to-back at bats for Wolko where he's gone down looking on a slider outside. Wolko frozen for strike 3. First punch out for Corona today. 2 up, 2 down in the bottom of the 7th. Augusta got on the board in the top half trying to limit what Kannapolis can do offensively down the stretch. Albertson Essien is 1-for-3. Singled and scored in the 6th. Essien takes a slider below the knees for ball 1. Albertson reached on an infield single to 3rd. And that started the parade for the Cannonballers last inning against Ritchie. 1-0 from Corona. Back-to-back breaking balls. This one finds the zone. Essien adjusts the navy blue batting gloves. Spins the two-tone red and black bat back behind the left shoulder. 1-1 on the righty. First fastball of the at-bat comes in on the hands. Essien cracks it straight back out of play, 1-2. Corona looking to set down the ballers in order. It'll be the 3rd time in 7 tries. Kannapolis has gone down 1-2-3 in this ballgame, including once yesterday. Corona's 1-2 pitch. Down the right field line, hooking towards the corner. Got some carry towards the wall, and it falls fair against the base of the fence. Essien into second safely with a stand-up double. You can't hit a ball any closer to the line and keep it fair than Albertson Essien just did. in a series that has been dominated by Kannapolis. Insult to injury, it's just start to felt like all the breaks have gone Kannapolis' way. The hops, the rolls, the bounces, even the location of the 50-50 balls. As that one short hops the fence right up under the 315 sign in right. Messian has his second hit of the day. Back-to-back multi-hit games for Albertson, three of which have been doubles. Mason Dennison, first pitch swinging through the right side, a base hit. Asian getting the wave around third. Kern comes up throwing. Cut off to the plate is not in time. Verdun cut it off. There would have been a chance at home plate if it had gone all the way through. Dennison's got the RBI knock. His third RBI in a Cannonballer uniform makes it 7-1. That just goes to show how quickly Kannapolis can make things happen. Dropped a pop-up inside the line for a double, and Dennison, one pitch later, adds to the total. Seven runs on 12 hits for Kannapolis, including four infield singles. Alvaro Aguero takes a fastball low and away. Cannonballers have already clinched a playoff slot in the South Division, currently five games behind Charleston at the top. Aguero waves at the slider, 1-1. As of now, the South is Charleston's division to lose. Columbia and Fayetteville both working their way within contention. Bounced up the middle for a base hit. Aguero's got a knock. Dennison will stop at second as Drake knocked it down. Can't pick up the baseball. He bounced it off his glove, his foot, his other foot, but kept it close enough that Dennison didn't want to try the arm. Three straight two-out hits off of Raven Corona. And that gives another chance for the frustrating offensive stylings of Riku Nishida to go to work. Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, coming out. Nishida is 2-for-4. Had the double that hit off the dirt clump and over the head of Will Verdun his last time up. After this, before the day off tomorrow, and then the Green Jackets head out to Myrtle Beach to take on the Pelicans for six. Myrtle Beach is the only team so far this year to have lost a six-game series against the Green Jackets. Meanwhile, Kannapolis will head out to the Joe and take on Charleston. The River Dogs will play host to the first half champs in what could very well be a potential playoff preview. Fred Nat's currently leading in the North Division by three games, but Salem is in second place, and the Red Sox have walked off the Fred Nats on back-to-back nights. Nathaniel Uten has been the hero in each of the last two games. Nishida steps in with two on and two out. Fastball on the inside corner, a called strike one. Back-to-back batters retired by Corona to start this inning, and then a double, a single, and another single. 0-1 to Nishida. Fastball is upstairs on the undersized left fielder. Riku, 1 year at Oregon by way of Fort Hood Community College. Nishida originally out of Osaka, Japan. Stands deep in the lefty box. Lunges at the fastball and cranks it back for strike two. Nishida's had very high levels of success at this level, hitting 289 with 32 RBIs and leading the league in walks, runs, and on-base percentage. Given the age, he's already on an old team to begin with. You get the feeling Nishida's due for a promotion to High A Winston-Salem. 1-2 fastball, check swing in the dirt. On the appeal, Frank Jones says he didn't go around, and Harry Owen can't believe it. Owen spent the entire time during the appeal scrambling for the baseball so he could put the tag on Nishida. Counts 2-2 on the lefty. Mason Dennison at second, Alvaro Aguero at first, both of whom have singled. Dennison drove home Albertson Asian, who had the two-out double. 7-1 game in the seventh. Corona the 2-2. Fastball outside, ball three, and now both runners will be in motion with two outs. Talked about it yesterday. The Green Jackets just can't wait to get out of Atrium Health Ballpark. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ball hit the dirt. Owen makes the throw to Verdung. Nishida strikes out for the first time today and third time this week. One run home. The RBI single for Dennison. Brings the lead back up to six. It's 7-1 Ballers after seven.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Jesus Mendez allowed a run on one hit in the top of the seventh, but induced a 6-4-3 double play off the bat of Cade Kern to escape any further damage. The lead back up to six, 7-1 Cannonballers after seven, and Luis Sanchez will lead off the top of the eighth. One run, four hits, two errors for Augusta, seven runs, 13 hits, no errors for Kannapolis. Sanchez, Owen Olsowski, 7-8-9, getting their first cracks at Mendez. Luis Sanchez begins his at-bat with a fastball inside. Sanchez a single and a line out to right, one for today. Stands straight up and down from the right side, no bend in the knees. Lofts one into shallow center field. Aguero a few steps in, makes the catch. Lazy line drive is out number one in the top of the eighth. No movement in the pen right now for Augusta, so Raben Corona will likely throw the bottom half and try to complete game one. Harry Owen is 0 for 2, a strikeout and a fly out to left. This will probably be Owen's first and only appearance in the three-game series this week. Takes a slider outside. By virtue of it being a doubleheader and with Winston Sawyer having platooned his two catchers equally, it's almost certain Jacob Godman will get the nod in game number two. 1-0 from Mendez is in the dirt. Back-to-back breaking balls off the outside corner. Owen ahead 2-0 on Jesus Mendez. Infield on a pull side shift. Outfield deep but straight up. Slider number three catches the outside corner. Nothing but breaking balls against Owen, who's had some trouble connecting on sliders in his first couple ABs. Still ahead, two balls and a strike. Mendez from the stretch. Fastball bounced towards second base. Dennison a sliding stop to his left. Didn't have to, but just wanted to be certain. Two up, two down in the eighth. Oh, and a well-struck ground ball, but nothing to show for it. Joe Olsowski trying to extend the top of inning number eight. We'll get about a 30-35 minute break in between games, and then Garcia and Arias will duel in the nightcap. First pitch to Olsowski is outside for ball one. Green Jackets split the six-game series here in Kannapolis back in April, lost 5 of 6 against Kannapolis at home in the only time they hosted the Cannonballers. Back-to-back pitches off the corner, ball two. Cannonballers won each of the last four at SRP Park, and they're four outs away from getting their second straight win here at home. Olsowski ahead 2-0. Slider on the inner half, called strike one. Davis Polo got the start yesterday before the rain came, allowed 4 runs, 3 earned in 2 innings. Then the ball game got suspended. 2-1 to Olsowski. Slider on a line out to left. Nishida sprinting in will make the catch. Ball had enough backspin to hang up in the air, and Olsowski's retired on a hard line drive. 1-2-3, eighth inning. Good bounce back for Mendez. Corona back to work, trailing by 6 late.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Three straight two-out hits added to the lead against Raven Corona in the bottom of the seventh. Kannapolis now up 7-1. They've got some movement in their pen. Raven Corona returns for his second full inning of work, facing Sanchez, Hernandez, and Hernandez, 2-3-4. Wilbur, Arxie, and Roney due up for the Cannonballers. Sanchez 3-for-4 on the day with 5 total bases. First pitch fastball misses high against the right-hander. Sanchez, an RBI single back in the sixth. Entire right side of the infield is wide open. Sanchez pulls through the fastball 1-1. Luis Sanchez, the Green Jacket second baseman, is playing immediately to the right of the second base bag. Will Verdung is off the line at first, but there's only so much ground he can cover in the 90 feet between first and second. Fastball on the outer half, 1-2. 3 straight takes. Sanchez continues his strong offensive production this season in his third stint with the Cannonballers. Chokes up slightly from the right side and widens out. 1-2 from Corona. Popped up towards first. Will Verdung drifting in onto the grass makes the catch. Leadoff man retired by Corona for the second inning in a row. Arxie Hernandez is 0-for-3, but has been on base twice. A fielder's choice and a walk have earned him spots on base. Arxie's 2-for-7 this week. Similar pull side shift against Hernandez. First pitch from Corona is a slider down the middle. Hernandez, the final man to see Raven Corona. Arxie worked a walk against J.R. Ritchie, and that spelled the end of the day for J.R. No balls and a strike. Corona kicks and deals. Slider on the ground to shortstop. That's John Heal today. Long throw to first. 2 up, 2 down in the eighth. Trying to get a confirmation who's throwing in the pen for the Cannonballers. Can't be certain of who it is at the moment. Back-to-back batters retired by Corona. Now he'll face Rony Hernandez for the second time. Got Hernandez to ground out with the bases loaded and 2 outs in the sixth. First pitch fastball laced back up the middle for a base hit. So Rony gets his revenge. Hernandez has his first hit of the day. And for the second inning in a row, the Cannonballers get themselves a two-out base runner. Last inning, it turned into a run to extend the lead back up to half a dozen. 14 hits in 7 2/3 for Kannapolis. Ten singles, two doubles, and a triple for Kannapolis. Yonaker Betancourt begins his fifth at bat of the day by waving through a slider. Betancourt's 1-for-4. Popped up to shortstop against Corona his last time. Ahead 0-1 on the first baseman. Slider missing low. Short lead at first for Hernandez. Not going anywhere. Fastball cracked into left field. Playing deep, and it's off the glove of Junior Garcia. Garcia went for the dive, but he had his heels on the warning track. Tried to come sprinting up and can't make the catch. Betancourt stops at first. Multi-hit day for him as Hernandez goes first to third. Garcia gave it a go, but came up just short. Back-to-back two-out hits as once again Raymond Corona struggling to find the third out of the inning. Still no support behind him in the pen. Two on and two out for George Wilco. Struck out looking his last time up. Wilco's 1-for-4. Corona first pitch off speed, buried underneath the bat of Wilco for strike one. Slider has worked very well for Corona today against both righties and lefties. It's been the fastball where he's seen damage done. 0-1 fastball misses inside. Around the belt of Wilco, who straightens up and leans out of the way. Betancourt at first, Hernandez at third. 7-1, bottom eight. Another slider that's swung through by Wilco. Breaking ball to both sides of the plate has worked well against the young right fielder. Wilco has to protect on that outside corner. Each of his last two at-bats, he struck out looking on sliders. Corona, the 1-2 pitch, bounces in under the glove of Owen, but it got knocked off the shin guard of Richie Arredondo. So Betancourt moves up 90 feet on the wild pitch, but Hernandez can't come home from third. An unintentional assist from Arredondo keeps the run from coming across. Two balls and two strikes on Wilco with two in scoring position. Slider, strike three swinging. Raymond Corona gets the strikeout, his third of the day, in 2 1/3, leaves two men aboard. Cannonballers will make one more call to the bullpen. Six-run lead to protect entering the ninth.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
In the top of the ninth, the new arm for Kannapolis is Mark McLaughlin out of Tennessee. Seventh-round pick back in 2022 replaces Jesus Mendez on the mound. as the third reliever of the day for the Cannonballers. Green Jackets need 6 to tie and 7 to take the lead in the ninth. And they'll send Guanipa, Heal, and Garcia, the new trio on the block, to contend with McLaughlin one more time. McLaughlin 2-2, a 4.20 ERA this season in 41 innings. Split his time between the Complex League for just one game, and 20 of those 21 have come here in Kannapolis. Luis Guanipa's 1-for-3, singled his last time up. Takes a first pitch fastball down the center. Fastball, slider, and changeup for McLaughlin. It's more of a curveball than a slider. Guanipa 2-for-7 this series, a hit in each of his first two games at the level. Fastball in the zone once again. Back-to-back takes at the knees for Guanipa. He's behind nothing and two. Green Jackets will look to bounce back in the nightcap. 0-2 pitch from McLaughlin. Curveball misses low. Overhand 12-6 and another good take from Guanipa. Anthony Garcia will get his second start of the season. 1-2 curveball is driven out to right field. Wolko chasing back, turned around each direction, and makes the play in front of the track. Well struck line drive for Luis Guanipa, but nothing to show for it. Another hard hit ball that comes up empty for the Green Jackets. Had a handful of those today. Leadoff man retired by McLaughlin. Jesus Mendez, 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, and 1 walk. Did not strike out a batter. John Heal is 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts and a ground out. First pitch fastball on the outer half. McLaughlin continues to pound in the heaters in the low 90s and just mixed towards the edges. Heal deep in the righty box. 0-1 breaking ball misses low. Fronkelli Arias will get the start for the Cannonballers in game two. It'll be his 21st appearance of the year, but just his second start. Fastball upstairs, and it will continue an unfortunate trend for the Green Jackets as they look to buck a negative trend. Arias is a lefty, and the Green Jackets have lost their last 9 games against left-handed starters. Heal ahead 2-1. McLaughlin the pitch. He misses high with the fastball. Ball 3. Heal looking for his first hit of the day. First time on base in 3 tries. 3-1, fastball popped up towards first. Jam shot in foul territory for Betancourt. He'll make the play. 2 up, 2 down in the ninth. Fastball running in on the hands. And that sends Heal back to the bench on an 0-for-4 day. The last hope is Junior Garcia. Garcia 0-for-2 with a walk. Takes the first pitch on the outside corner with the fastball. First pitch fastball to all 3 hitters this inning. All have taken strike 1. Garcia scored the only run of the day for the Green Jackets. Breaking ball inner half, called strike 2. Augusta's gone down quietly so far here in the ninth. No balls and 2 strikes as McLaughlin looks to put the finishing touches on the win. 0-2 to Garcia. Curveball misses low. McLaughlin out of the windup. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball. Strike 3 swinging, and that's the ball game. Green Jackets go down in order against the Cannonballers in the ninth. McLaughlin ends the ball game with a victory and an emphatic strikeout to boot. 7-1 win for the Cannonballers, their second in a row this week and 6th in a row all time against the Green Jackets. 7 runs on 15 hits for the Cannonballers with no errors and 11 men left on base. 1 run, 4 hits, and 2 errors for Augusta. They leave just 2 on. The winning pitcher will be Manuel Veloz. He gets the job done with 4 scoreless innings of relief and gets his 2nd win of the season. Davis Polo takes the loss. He's now 1-7, and the Green Jackets are 0-10 in ball games started by Davis Polo this season. No save given the score. And now the two managers will meet at home plate to discuss what we're going to look like from here. Have to figure that it'll be about 2:15 for a first pitch. And so that's where we will expect to resume. 2:15 for the nightcap. It will be a seven-inning ball game. Franchelli Arias on the mound for the Cannonballers. And Anthony Garcia getting the ball for the Green Jackets. Garcia making his second start. So is Arias in a shortened ball game where each run, each out are a bit more important when there's only 21 to play with. Offensively, the Green Jackets get an RBI from Wilbur Dung, but there were just four hits on the day, and all of them were singles. Augusta couldn't supply the power and kept themselves quiet offensively in a loss where they were out-hit by 375%, 15-4, the hit differential. So we'll take a break. We'll step away and be back live at about 2:10 for a 2:15 first pitch with lineups and first pitch. There will be an anthem as well, but we will have everything ready. Cannonballers win their second straight over the last 3 days, and one more meeting between these two sides this season. Much to the chagrin of Kannapolis and the relief of the Green Jackets, I've been Noah Adcock. How at the field will get some work, the two sides will get some rest and some lunch, and we will return for the back half of the doubleheader on the other side of the break. See y'all at 2:10 for that time period. 1 hour, the Green Jackets not able to muster much offense whatsoever and have been outscored 20-4 in the first 16 innings of this week. My name is Noah Adcock. If you're listening live on the Green Jacket Radio Network, Augusta trying to salvage one game in this three-game series and end what would be a six-game skid against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Kannapolis having to play as the Malmo Oat Milkers today. We'll go deep into that if you weren't with us for the first two games that involved the Oat Milkers over the course of the season. And the Green Jackets are in those camo Warrior Wednesday uniforms trying to break out of the slump. Green Jackets sending Anthony Garcia to the mound for his fourth appearance of the year and his second start. Got the outing and went four-plus solid innings, allowing one hit and one run just a couple days ago back on Sunday. Against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the only run came on an inside-the-park home run that hit off the head of Isaiah Drake and rolled all the way to the fence. So Garcia had a bit of an odd outing against Fayetteville, but he's back to work today. And on the other side for the Cannonballers, it's Franchelli Arias making his 21st appearance and second consecutive start. Arias was stretched out as a starter last season in the Arizona Complex League. He's gone as far as four innings today. And because this is the back half of the doubleheader, it only is a seven-inning ball game. So that favors both of these starters, who are not exactly stretched out for nine innings. Both have gone a season high of four or four-plus in the case of Garcia, and there will be a handful of arms behind them, all of which will likely come from the right side. Green Jackets do not have an available left-handed arm on the bench after Adam Shoemaker threw 2 days ago, and the only lefty in the pen for Kannapolis is the southpaw Patrick Maybach. Green Jackets adding a couple newcomers to the lineup today. It'll be the first appearance of the week for both Lakehair Figueroa and Noah Williams. And one unique piece for the Green Jackets against the lefty Franchelli Arias, every single left-hander that's available in the lineup for Winston Sawyer is in the starting nine. Junior Garcia, Isaiah Drake, and Cam McGee all get starting nods against Arias. The Green Jackets have lost nine straight ball games against left-handed starters and are 0-4 in seven-inning contests this season. Something's got to give, and the Green Jackets trying to break out and build some momentum into a six-game series against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It's the Malmo Oat Milkers for the home side and the Augusta Green Jackets on the visitors. The starting nine taking the field for both teams, and with that we will send it down field side for the national anthem and be right back on the Green Jacket Baseball Network with First Pitch live from downtown Kannapolis. One last tilt between the Green Jackets and Cannonballers this season. This will be the 15th and final ball game between these two sides. Kannapolis has won 10 of 14, including each of the last six, and game one of this doubleheader by a score of 7-1. Augusta looking to right the ship, get their first win on the road on the back half of the All-Star game. This is game three of a nine-game road trip between Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach. Green Jackets in the top five of their order, unchanged for the third game in a row. Luis Guanipa leads off in center field with John Heal and Junior Garcia behind him. Isaiah Drake hitting cleanup and moving over to left field, and Wilver Dung at first. After that, that's where the fixes start coming in. Jacob Godman back in the lineup for the second time in three games. He's behind the dish. Cam McGee hitting seventh and playing third. And then the two players who have yet to appear this week, Laker Figueroa at second, and the switch hitting outfielder Noah Williams hitting ninth and playing right. They'll take on the left-hander Frankelly Arias, 1-3 with a 5.21 ERA. 21 years of age out of Bonnie in the DR. It's his 21st outing of the season. It's his second start. Had a start on short notice last time out against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and took the loss, four hits, three walks, and five runs in 2 2/3. Arias fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. When his command is on, that's when he's at his best. As is often the case on Sunday, bench coach Connor Justice will coach third. That leaves a position player to coach first today. It's the developmentalist catcher Jose Marcano. And Augusta readies themselves. Green Jackets in the digital camouflage of the white and gray with the green writing. And the gray pants, the Warrior Wednesday-style uniforms that will be auctioned off at the end of the season. Cannonball is playing as the Malmo Oat Milkers. And on a beautiful afternoon for baseball, we're ready for the series finale. Arias against Guanipa, and the first pitch is fouled back into the net. Fastball at 89 at the top of the zone at 2:33 p.m. We're ready to play. 84 degrees and sunny on July 21st of 2024. 0-1 to Guanipa, misses low and inside, back-to-back fastballs. Upper 80s, occasionally shifting into the low 90s from Arias, working out of the windup against the center fielder. 1-1 breaking ball, in on the hands and popped up on the right side. Betancourt drifting towards the first baseline. He makes the catch, and Guanipa is retired to start off the day. Curveball ended up towards the center of the zone, but Guanipa got jammed, and he's retired to start the afternoon. That'll send the shortstop John Heal to the plate. 2-for-8 in two games, along with Guanipa and Garcia, added to the roster on Thursday afternoon. First pitch slider misses inside from Arias. Heal had a pair of infield singles on Friday, held hitless in game two. Ahead 1-0, fastball high and outside. Frank Jones is behind the plate. Richie Arredondo has the field. Very good speed up and down this order for the Green Jackets, trying to conquer Arias. 2-0 fastball fouled back out of the stadium entirely. Arias in his third professional season, first at the single-A level, and this is his third look against the Green Jackets this season. 2-1 to Heal. On the ground to the left side, shortstop Burrows bobbles the ball and can't make the play. Heal was streamlining down the first base corridor as it is. Would have been a difficult play for Burrows. And an unfortunate welcome back for the shortstop. Burrows was activated off the injured list this morning. Thrust into the lineup here in game two of the doubleheader, and Heal is on with what is called an early E6. Heal reaches one on one out for Junior Garcia, the first lefty to see Frankelly Arias. First pitch fastball fouled back by the southpaw. Garcia will DH today, has played right and left in the first two games of the series. He's 0-for-7 with a walk and a run scored. Was the only Green Jacket player to cross home plate in the 7-1 loss in game one of the doubleheader. Arias has not allowed a hit against the Green Jackets in 3 1/3. Runner going from first. The throw down off a knee from Pineda is not in time. John Heal has his first steal at the single-A level. Garcia took a called strike two. Heal into second, no balls and two strikes. Arias 3 1/3 against the Green Jackets. One walk, six Ks. Has been very good against Augusta. No balls and two strikes on Garcia. 0-2 pitch. Slider called strike three at the top of the zone. Crossed right around the letters, and the high zone of Frank Jones comes into play immediately. Two outs in the first for Isaiah Drake. Defense for the Malmo Oat Milkers. Nishida, Aguero, and Wolko across the outfield for the third game in a row. Arxie Hernandez at third. Burrows and Mora up the middle. Betancourt over at first with Luis Pineda catching. Back-to-back lefties. Drake's 1-for-6. First pitch slider popped up in shallow left. Riku Nishida sprinting over towards the line, and he can't make the catch in foul territory. Nishida had to navigate the bullpen mound down the left field line. And as he stepped from grass to dirt, trying to lunge out and make the catch, gives new life for Isaiah Drake. Lefties have hit Arias better than righties. 265 for lefties, 222 for opposite-handed hitters. The command has been a bit better against lefties. There's more swing and miss, but also more barrels. No balls and a strike on Drake with heel out at second base. Nobody holding him on. Fastball in on the hands and popped into left once again. Nishida's underneath this one, and the Green Jackets go down scorelessly in the top of the first. Heel reaches on the E6 and steals second, but nothing further than that. The Green Jackets sending Anthony Garcia to the mound for the bottom of the first when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only.
Anthony Garcia on the mound for his fourth appearance with the Green Jackets and second start. Three games, no wins or losses, three earned runs in nine innings, seven strikeouts and five walks for the right-hander. Garcia, 22 years of age, out of Santa Clara, Cuba. Worked four-plus innings in his start a week ago today. Allowed four hits and one run on an inside-the-park homer. Riku Nishida will lead off, the speedy left fielder, with Ryan Burrows and Arxie Hernandez to follow at the top of Kannapolis's order. First pitch curveball on the outside corner gets a called strike to begin the day. Fastball curveball changeup for Garcia. Infield straight up with the third baseman McGee expecting bunt. It's lofted over his head and Nishida has a leadoff single. Riku Nishida has done the exact same thing three games in a row in his first at bat. A soft single to the left side over the head of the third baseman. Nishida, one of the most frustrating players in this league. There is very rarely solid contact, but there is always something productive from the leadoff spot. Nishida and his team leading 30-some-odd steals are on at first base. Riku is 35 of 41. Garcia out of the stretch. Begins Ryan Burrows with a breaking ball for a called strike. Behind Burrows and Hernandez, the lineup goes Betancourt, Wolko, and Pineda, Logan Mora, and Aguero. 0-1 inside, and it got a piece of Burrows. He's hit by a pitch, and in a seven-inning ball game where every run means more and an early lead is paramount, back-to-back batters have reached with no outs. Kannapolis put up four runs in the first in yesterday's ball game, and that deficit, as substantial or insubstantial as you would like to make it, was more than enough to conquer the Green Jackets. Back-to-back batters on against Garcia with nobody out. Here's Arxie Hernandez. Nishita dancing off of second. Fastball misses low and outside. It's a low spin fastball out of a high three-quarter slot from Garcia. Generally sits 91 to 94 from the right side. Has a good bit of arm side run as evidenced by the fastball that hit Burrows. 1-0 to Hernandez. He waves at the breaking ball. Good off-speed pitch from Garcia had Hernandez fishing. Arxie's 2-for-8 with a couple RBIs. Also has a walk and a steal. Nishita at second, Burrows at first. Good speed at both bases for Kannapolis. Garcia's 1-1 is in the dirt and backhanded by Jacob Godman. He came out of the crouch immediately, trying to keep an eye on Nishita out at second base. Seven-inning game, Garcia gets the start. Expect to see Albert Rivas behind him, and there's a couple arms available as well, including Kiamar Diaz and L.J. McDonough. 2-1 to Arxie. Fastball on the ground to shortstop. Heel to Figueroa for one, and he lost the throw into the dugout. Lakehair Figueroa just completely misfired the throw. Nishita comes around to score. It's the eighth error by the Green Jackets in two-plus games. Burrows is out at second, and Hernandez moves up. It's a fielder's choice and an E4. Lakehair Figueroa's team-high 18th error of the season. 1-0, home side. All three batters have reached. That was as tailor-made as they come, and I'm not sure what happened on Figueroa's throw, but he just launched it out of play. First pitch fastball to Yonaker Betancourt misses inside. The rest of Augusta's defense, Drake Guanipa and Williams across the outfield, McGee and Verdung on the corners. It's John Heal at short and the aforementioned Figueroa at second with Jacob Godman catching. Man at second, one out and one home. 1-0 pitch to Betancourt is a fastball down the center. Betancourt 2-for-8 with two RBIs from the cleanup slot. Third straight game at first base for him. Arxie Hernandez a walking lead off of second being held on by Figueroa. And time was called by Betancourt before Garcia delivered the pitch. Garcia threw a slider that missed low and outside. And the time of call came in late from Frank Jones. One ball and one strike on Betancourt. Hernandez walking off of second. Curveball roped past the third baseman McGee and down the left field line. That'll go all the way to the wall. Hernandez scores from second. Betancourt has the RBI double. And once again, it's a multi-run first for Kannapolis. Free bases and errors have been the death of the Green Jackets time after time here at this ballpark. And Kannapolis leads 2-0 in the first. A routine double play becomes a run scored and a man at second. And then Betancourt takes advantage with a two-bagger. George Wolko starts off his at-bat with a changeup in the dirt. First changeup of the night from Garcia. Third RBI of the week for Betancourt. He had two in the opener of this doubleheader. 1-0 to Wolko, line towards second, under the glove of a diving Figueroa. That'll be a base hit for Wolko. Betancourt over to third. All five batters have reached against Anthony Garcia to start off the inning. The only out has come on the fielder's choice, and that E4 changed the complexity of this ballgame. Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, has been a busy man this week. He comes out to the mound. The Green Jackets led all of minor league baseball in errors for the better part of 2 months at the start of this season. The defense had been supremely improved over the last 6 weeks or so. The second half had been much better than the first for the Green Jackets. Took a bit of a step back against Fayetteville. had 9 errors from 9 different players, including 5 in one ball game. And then this week has not been kind either. 4 errors on Friday, 2 errors in last night's ball game, and 1 already in the first. Green Jackets have one of the youngest sets of position players in the Carolina League. Nobody's an older ball club than Kannapolis. White Sox have been aggressive with some of their pitching prospects, at least after the first half, once Kannapolis had clinched the playoff spot. Luis Pineda, the seventh man to hit. Slider driven out to right field. Noah Williams drifting back. That'll be deep enough to score Betancourt from third. And the sac fly makes it 3-0. Wolkow had to hold at first. 2 down, 3 home. Another big inning to start off the day. Garcia steps off the back of the mound in frustration. Been a long inning for him already. Drake Logan digs in the DH. First pitch fastball at the top of the zone. Logan was supposed to be in the lineup on Friday, was a late scratch, and then did not appear in yesterday's game. Seems none the worse for wear. Back in the lineup. Fastball, chopped foul, and that just died in the mud in the right-handed batter's box. If you weren't with us in the opener of today's doubleheader, there was a lot of rain last night, and despite the tarp going on, the infield, both grass and dirt, are a sight to behold. 0-2 to Logan, slider low and outside. Saw a couple bad bounces go the way of Kannapolis in the first game, including a routine ground ball that hit a clump of mud in front of first base, jumped over Verdung's head, and led to a 2-run double for Nishida. 1-2 to Logan. Fouled back, out of play on the fastball. In a game that lasts less than 9 innings, and this will be 7, so paramount to score first. Put the pressure on the opposition with less time to respond. That's exactly what Kannapolis has done. Curveball punched out of play towards the third base coaching box. A 3 spot in the first, aided by the error, and a trio of hits as well. Another 1-2, slider, called strike 3 on Logan. First strikeout of the afternoon for Anthony Garcia. 3 runs come home for Kannapolis as they send 7 to the plate. Oatmilkers 3, Green Jacket 0 after the first.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets chasing three after one. Augusta got one base runner in the first via an E6, but stranded John Heal at second. Will Verdung, Jacob Godman, and Cam McGee will bat to start off inning number two against Fronkelly Arias. Arias has now gone 3 2/3 over three appearances against Augusta and has not allowed a hit. Will Verdung is 3 for 7 this week. First pitch swinging on the ground to shortstop. Another chance for Ryan Burrows, and he immediately retires Verdung on one pitch. When the Green Jackets offense is going the wrong way, you see a lot of early outs, especially to start off innings. Verdung got a pitch to hit running off the outside corner and pulled off on the sinking fastball. Had he gone with the movement of the pitch, could be a base hit. Instead, the leadoff man is retired. Here's Jacob Godman, the catcher. Godman needing to see one after the first pitch out. Fastball down the middle is called a strike at 90. Hardest pitch of the day from Arias. New Godman was taking and took advantage. Working quickly, 0-1 breaking ball. On the check swing to first, Richie Arredondo confirms that Godman went around. Fastball, curveball, 0-2. Godman has taken the strike and swung at the pitch outside of the zone. Arias having his way with the Augusta lineup early. 0-2, strike three with the changeup. Showed Godman everything he had to offer, and everything worked for Arias. Second strikeout of the day for Fronkelly. Two up, two down in the second, looking to shut down the Green Jackets and keep the momentum squarely on the side of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Cam McGee digs in from the left side, takes his slider down low. McGee is 0-for-21 this season against left-handed pitching, looking for his first hit against the same-sided arm. Breaking ball nubbed foul, was out in front of the slider, runs the count 1-1. Arias needed just 12 pitches to get through the first. He's needed just 6 to get to this point here in the second. Fastball high in sight to McGee. Cam's at third base today after playing second in the series opener. One more game here this season in Kannapolis. The next 6 will all be on the road at Myrtle Beach. Arias the 2-1 pitch. Fastball popped down the left field line. Nishida chasing into foul territory and runs out of room. Into the second row of picnic-style seating down the left field line. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Cam McGee. Arias looking to go 1-2-3 in his second consecutive hitless inning. Arias will step off and take his time, allowing Arxi Hernandez and Riku Nishida to get back to their respective positions. McGee widens out slightly. 2-2 pitch. Slider inside, ball 3. And that hit Cam McGee. Frank Jones will emphatically point down to first. McGee draws the hit by pitch, a slider that caught the very edge of the elbow guard. McGee hears some jeers from the Cannonballer dugout, but takes first regardless. Back-to-back innings with a base runner off of Arias, and Lakehair Figueroa steps in for his first at-bat of the week. Arias picks over to first, just checking on McGee. Cam does run very well. He's 17 of 20 on the season. Green Jackets are 1-for-1 today so far. First pitch to Figueroa is a fastball high. Lakehair hitting 168 on the year with 11 RBIs. Missed about a month of the season from mid-April to the end of May. Dealing with a hamstring issue. Has been all over the infield since he came back, but primarily at shortstop. 1-0 fastball. Called strike one at the letters. Lakehair looking to atone for the first inning error and make something happen on the offensive side. McGee, a substantial lead at first, being held on by Betancourt. Started and stopped a steal attempt and then sprints back to first ahead of the throw from Pineda. Took a couple steps towards second. The pitch was outside, ball 2. Arias went to the slide step, and McGee wisely shutting down any chance. 2 balls and a strike on Figueroa. Pitch to Lakehair is a breaking ball below the zone. Figueroa able to hold the hands back in plenty of time on the curveball. And Lake Harris ahead 3-1. Bottom of the order trying to find ways to produce and get the Green Jackets back on the board. McGee dances off of first. The 3-1 coming from Fronchelli. Arias bounce softly right back to the mound. Arias knocks it down, picks it up, flips to first, and retires Figueroa. Lake Harris chases ball 4 off the outside corner. A change up in the other side and goes down as a result. Over-aggression costs the Green Jackets another base runner, and they're held scoreless for the second consecutive frame.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Anthony Garcia returns to the mound for the second inning. Kannapolis up 3-0. Cannonballers are playing as the Malmo Oat Milkers for the first and only time this season. Oatly Oat Milk, based out of Malmo, Sweden, having entered into a league-wide partnership with Minor League Baseball. So all 120 teams play as the Oat Milkers one time and one time only this season. Green Jackets did so back at the end of April. And this is the second of three road games where they will take on the Oat Milkers. Before the first pitch of the second inning, Javier Mora is called for a pitch timer violation, so the leadoff hitter will begin down 0-1. Garcia first pitch curveball down the middle, and it's quickly 0-2 on Mora. Second baseman was 0-3 with a walk on Friday. Back in the lineup for game two of the doubleheader. 0-2, slider outside, ball one. Green Jackets were in Columbia in the middle of April when the Fireflies became the Oat Milkers. They're now here against Kannapolis for the same thing. 1-2 to Mora is in the dirt, evening the count. And when we go to the Carolina Mudcats in Zebulon in the middle part of August, they will be the Oat Milkers as well. 2-2, first fastball of the at-bat misses upstairs, up to 94 from the right side. And Mora, despite starting a bit hamstrung with the pitch timer violation, has worked the count full. Garcia's 3-2 is outside. Mora stares out at Garcia and flips the bat emphatically. Mora works his second walk of the week. Leadoff man is on for the second inning in a row. Alvaro Aguero in the 9 spot for the third game in a row is 2-for-8 in two games played. First pitch fastball called a strike on the outer half. Aguero in center field for the third game in a row. Hitting 375 with the Cannonballers this season after hitting 105 in the Complex League. Spins the slider past the on-deck circle. Riku Nishida lunges out of the way, nothing in two. Nishida on deck. Man at first, nobody out in the bottom of the second. Oat Milker is up by 3. 0-2 to Aguero. Curveball, punch, foul, this time down the third base line. Garcia worked a lengthy first inning, now battling for out number one in the second. Looking to stretch out as long as he's capable of doing so. Another 0-2. And another foul ball on the ground towards the third base coaching box, picked up by Cam McGee before it gets to Mike Gellinger. Gellinger, the acting manager for Kannapolis this week, with usual skipper Pat Leland in Cooperstown today for his father's Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Gellinger, the usual bench coach in the Arizona Complex League in his 37th season with the White Sox organization. Third straight 0-2. Breaking ball fouled away once more. Aguero's gotten everything off the end of the bat, sweeps that slider towards his own dugout, and continues the fight. Five pitches, five strikes against Aguero, the last four of which have been foul balls. Off speed in the dirt, went to the changeup for the first time right on right and missed low. Just seeing how far into swing mode Aguero truly was. Mora a short lead at first as Garcia climbs back atop the rubber. Infield up the middle. Fastball tipped into the mitt for strike three. Second strikeout of the day for Garcia. Each of the last two outs have come via the K. And Aguero's down on strikes for the second time this week. Back to the top of the order for Riku Nishita, who led off with a single and scored on Figueroa's error. Run ended up being called as earned anyway, as Nishita would have been at third and then came home on Betancourt's double. Fastball misses outside for ball one on Riku Nishita. He looped a soft line drive over the head of Cam McGee at third his last time up. McGee a step behind the third base bag and away from the line. 1-0 misses low and in. Garcia diversifying through his full repertoire, breaking ball, changeup, and fastball alike. Trying to find the formula that works. Ryan Burrows is on deck. 2-0 count on Nishita. Fastball low and in, nearly got the back leg of Riku Nishita. Back-to-back misses to the glove side. Mora walking quickly off of first, extends the lead. Nishita taking all the way, a called strike one. Riku does get hit decently often given how far over the plate he stands. He's taken his bumps and bruises, and a late call of time from Nishita. Garcia still delivers the pitch. We've seen that granted a couple times by Frank Jones. Garcia was ready, Nishita evidently not. Infield double play depth. Runner goes, and it is called ball four off the outside corner. Mora went in sliding at second, but he would have had the base anyway. It's ball four. Two walks in the inning from Anthony Garcia. A lot of base runners early in the game against a young right-hander. Two on, one out for Ryan Burrows, who was hit by a pitch in the first. Time is called. There's something on the field of play down the right field line. Noah Williams will have to trot over and collect whatever that is. Looks like a balloon or something of that nature. Trying to get it over the wall. Noah's taking care of it now. Mora at second, Nishita at first. Better speed at first than at second base. Burrows runs well in the box. Mora's one for one stealing this season. First pitch to Burrows is a breaking ball at the top of the zone, looping in towards the letters on the Oat Milkers jersey. Frank Jones has had a bit of a high zone today. Burrows shakes his head, is behind, nothing and one. Ryan hitting 199 on the year with 16 RBIs. Fastball called strike two on the outer half. Back-to-back takes for Burrows. Activated off the injured list this morning. A well-regarded prospect making his first full season in Kannapolis. And he crushes one deep out to left field, way back towards the berm, and Ryan Burrows has his first single-A homer. Hanging breaking ball goes 408 feet to the top of the berm in left, and the Cannonballers are pouring it on 6-0. Garcia conceding on the 0-2, left it right down the center, and Burrows sends it a long way. Base is empty, one out. Arcy Hernandez takes a fastball below the knees. Cannonballers are already running away with the third straight game. Arcy tips the fastball into the mitt, 1-1. Four outs and six runs for Kannapolis. Arcy wide and open from the right side. 1-1 slider misses low, tips off the glove of Godman. Now Heomar Diaz is getting going in the pen for the Green Jackets. Hernandez hammers the fastball back into the net, 2-2. That's the second home run in as many games allowed by Garcia and the first one to leave the yard. Anthony was on the mound when Juan Santander of Fayetteville hit an inside-the-park home run last Sunday. Garcia from the windup, 2-2 to Hernandez. Breaking ball inside. Left the slider to the glove half. Count full on Hernandez. Yonaker Betancourt waits on deck. Fastball in, ball four. Three walks in a homer in this inning. Free pass is coming back to bite Garcia in a big way. Garcia missed all of last year due to injury, reactivated in the middle of April. 14 innings, 7 earned runs in the FCL, and a handful more that were unearned. Yonaker Betancourt waves through the fastball for strike one. Garcia struggled with his command in the complex league, and those command issues have resurfaced here in the second inning. 0-1 to Betancourt is on the ground to third base. McGee goes over to Figueroa for second. Low throw to Verdung, a 5-4-3 double play ends the second. Oatmilkers double their lead, a three-run blast from Ryan Burrows, his first home run at the single-A level, and it's Oatmilkers by a half dozen after two.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Six nothing through two as Kannapolis continues their one-sided treatment against the Green Jackets. Cannonballers have been completely dismantling Augusta seemingly since the season started. Won 5 out of 8 here and 10 out of 14 overall. Noah Williams leading off the top of the third in a 6-0 game. Switch hitter from the right side. Lined it right back into the mid of Francheli Arias. Arias was falling off to his left side and the ball went right into his mitt. There was no defensive glove thrown up. There was no lunge at the baseball. It just went right into his glove. And if that doesn't encompass this series in one swing, I don't know what does. One pitch, one out. Here's Luis Guanipa. He'll take a changeup low and outside. Williams had a three-quarter swing back up the middle. Would have been a difficult play for Burrows. Instead, it's out number one on the line. Guanipa popped up his last time, and he chases a changeup to even the count. Good off-speed for Francheli Arias makes it 1-1. Guanipa in center for the second game out of three. Popped up down the right field line. That'll quickly hook out of play. Wilco gives a courtesy chase, but it's well into the seats. Diaz still throwing for the Green Jackets. He's liable to have the third. Augusta hitless through 2 1/3 against Francheli Arias. An error and a hit by pitch. The two base runners first time through the order. On the ground to Ryan Burrows has time. Guanipa barely a jog out of the box. Two up, two down. Arias looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. John Heel reached on an E6 his last time up. In these seven-inning ball games, it always feels like there's just one team that comes out swinging. That's been Kannapolis. Heel cranks one underneath the glove of the third baseman Hernandez for a base hit. John Heel's got his third hit of the week. He continues to impress early, and that's the first hit of the day for Augusta. A base runner in every inning brings Junior Garcia to the dish. Green Jackets trying to cut away at this deficit. 6-0 top of the third with two outs. The Oat Milkers has the alternate identity for the Cannonballers up top in a big way. Junior Garcia sees a fastball miss inside. Late arm side run from Arias, who continues to operate in the upper 80s. Jose Marcano acting as the first base coach today in the ear of Heel, keeping an eye on Arias' move. Right on cue, Arias does pick over, and Marcano smiles. He knew that one was coming. Marcano's been with the team on the D list for the last month or so, serving as a bullpen catcher. Heel ahead 1-0 on Arias, runner going to second, and the breaking ball is chopped foul. Heel would have had that bag stolen easily. He got a great jump on the first move of Arias. John already stole a bag back in the first, trying to make it 2-for-2 off the combination of Arias and Pineda. Heel swiped 26 in 32 tries in the complex league. Very adept base runner. 1-1, a slide step from Arias in the slider. Called a strike on the inner edges. Garcia lunged out of the way. It's 1-2. Heel walking off of first, held on by Betancourt. 1-2 to Garcia. Fastball flared towards short and a diving catch from Burrows. Pop-up had a chance to make the play on the run. Instead, lays out for safety and takes away the ball from Garcia. Junior's 0-for-2. Green Jackets get into the hit column but stay out of the run total. 3 straight 0s, and Heomar Diaz is coming on.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks.
maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Green Jackets making a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Heomar Diaz taking the mound in place of Anthony Garcia. Garcia 2 innings, 4 hits, 3 walks, and 6 earned runs. George Wilco leading off the bottom of the third. Kannapolis up 6-0 in the series finale. First pitch fastball from Diaz at 95 at the knees on Wilco. It'll be Wilco, Pineda, and Logan 5-6-7. George had a base hit in the first. Hits in all 3 games this week. Takes the fastball low and inside. Wilco is 4-for-10 with 6 RBIs and 4 strikeouts. This is appearance number 23 on the year for Heomar Diaz, who has been on the roster since opening day. Leads the team in games thrown, a 1-4 record with 4 saves. 1-1 to the outer half with the slider. Fastball, slider, and changeup for Gio Diaz. In his second stint with the Augusta Green Jackets, Diaz, 21 years of age, out of Bonnie in the DR. Infield plays Wilco to pull. 1-2 on the big lefty. In the dirt, nubbed in front of home plate. Godman's going to pick it up on a swinging bunt and makes a fantastic throw just inside the line. George Wilco was running on the inside of the baseline. That's a dangerous place to run, as you can often get a runner's interference call there, but none was necessary as Godman able to find Verdung just past the outstretched frame of Wilco for the first out. Wilco went chasing a changeup and nearly got an infield single out of it. Leadoff man retired for the first time by the Green Jackets. Here's Luis Pineda, who had a sac fly and is only at bat thus far. Diaz, a 5.35 ERA this year. Out of the stretch, a first pitch slider has popped out of play. Gio, 43 strikeouts, 24 walks. So when the command is on, Diaz can be very effective. Worked 3 innings of 1-run baseball his last time out. Oh, 1 to the catcher, Pineda. Back to the slider and a bit below the zone. Pineda 0-for-4 plus that sac fly, still looking for his first hit of the week. 3 strikeouts, a walk, and a couple pop-ups. Diaz the 1-1, bounced out of play. Over towards the third base coaching box. Green Jackets will see the Pelicans next for 6 games. And it appears that they will have a majority of their top-tier starters available and ready to go. 1-2 to Pineda. Upstairs to even the count. Arms like Didier Fuentes, Adele Delaney, and Garrett Bauman all yet to be used. We believe we'll see Delaney, Fuentes, and Morton in the first 3 games. 2-2 to Pineda. Strike 3 swinging on the slider. High breaking ball. Zips across the width of the plate. 2 up, 2 down in the third. Garrett Bauman will mix in as well, and then the weekend is likely to be determined. You figure J.R. Ritchie will bounce back on a week of rest, probably in that Sunday slot. And then Saturday will remain a mystery. Green Jackets have been operating on a 6-man schedule, but with 5 legitimate starters. Drake Logan from the right side takes a fastball at the top of the zone. Logan struck out looking to end the first in his first at-bat of the weekend. Drake DHing today, 243 on the season with a pair of long balls. 0-1 from Diaz is cracked foul down the right field line to the top of the concourse. After an overcast start to the afternoon, the sun has brightened up. It's turned into a beautiful day for baseball in front of a small Sunday crowd here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-2 to Logan. Slider, strike 3. Logan got frozen on the breaking pitch. Back-to-back strikeouts for Diaz, and he goes 1-2-3 through a scoreless third inning. Jackets bats coming back to work, looking to wake up for the first time this series, taking on Frankelly Arias for his fourth inning.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Frankelly Arias has cruised through three scoreless in his second start of the season. No runs, one hit, one error for the Green Jackets. Six runs, four hits, and one error for the Malmo Oat Milkers. Kannapolis will return to their regularly scheduled cannonballer programming after today. The Oat Milkers are a one-day-only festivity. Kannapolis will next be in action on Tuesday to start a six-game set against the division-leading Charleston River Dogs. Isaiah Drake up to start off the fourth. First pitch swinging out to center field. Got just underneath it. Aguero in front of the warning track. Puts away Drake. All four innings, Arias has retired the leadoff man, and in back-to-back frames, he's done so on one pitch. Arias has barely had to broke a sweat through three in the third. Frankelly's needed just 37 pitches. Will Verdung taking all the way, sees a changeup below the zone. Verdung grounded out sharply to shortstop in his last at-bat. Verdung's provided three of the team's four runs in this series thus far. Fastball outside, ball two. Arias frustrated with the location, left it a bit too far to the arm side. First baseman ahead 2-0 in the count, with one out and nobody on in the top of the fourth. Arias kicks and deals. Change up below the knees. And again, an emphatic exclamation from Arias before the call comes from Jones. It was just below the knees. 3-0 on three straight takes for Verdun. Looking to get on for the third game in a row. Taking all the way. Off speed on the inside corner. Verdun leaned out of danger, but the changeup came back to the edge. 3-1 on Will Verdun. Righty against lefty. Fastball popped out to right field. Verdun got jammed just a little bit. Wolko makes the catch. Two up, two down for the third straight inning. Arias has allowed a two-out base runner in each of the last two frames, still trying to go scoreless. Green Jackets held to one hit by pitch, and one error against Arias so far. Jacob Godman struck out his last time up. Takes a fastball for a called strike one. Godman was very hot in his last couple weeks of play, especially against Fayetteville. Got the bat going in a big way. Off speed at the knees, quickly 0-2. Godman has to shift into protection mode. Arias looking to set down the side in order for the first time. Shakes once and gets the sign he likes. 0-2 pitch to Godman. Strike three swinging with a slider. Third strikeout of the day for Frankelly Arias. He goes scoreless for the fourth consecutive frame. Frankelly continues to dazzle. The Green Jackets continue to be stymied offensively. 6-0 Kannapolis halfway through the fourth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Eomar Diaz went 1-2-3 through the bottom of the third. Two strikeouts and a chopper towards the catcher. He'll see Mora, Aguero, and Nishida. 8-9-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Kannapolis up 6-0 and just continuing their offensive onslaught through the first 14 games of this season series between the two teams. Kannapolis 10-4 with a run differential of plus 53. Already a lead by half a dozen halfway through the seven-inning ball game. That will serve as your reminder that this is only seven innings, and then the Green Jackets will get on the road out towards Myrtle Beach. Javier Mora walked and scored in the second, was the first of three free passes drawn against starter Anthony Garcia. The only hit in that three-run second was the three-run homer from Ryan Burrows. Mora takes a first pitch fastball inside at 94 from Eomar Diaz. It's been a frustrating weekend, to say the least, for Augusta. Diaz getting his first action of the week, and Mora swings through the fastball 1-1. Handful of teams just now getting going. There are going to be three night games in the Carolina League. Down East in Delmarva, Myrtle at Columbia, and Charleston at Fayetteville all have 5 o'clock starts. Mora spins the slider, foul 1-2. Carolina and Lynchburg had a doubleheader today, and the Mudcats walked off the Hillcats 4-3-8 innings, both of those games going 7. Carolina up 3-0 in the top of the fifth. Mudcats are at 500 and trying to climb back on the right side. 1-2 to Mora, outside. Fred Nats and Salem Red Sox are scoreless in the bottom of the second. Salem has walked off the Freddies in each of the last two games. It's been the same formula both times. Take a lead, lose the lead, and let Nathaniel Uten walk it off. Slider outside, ball 3 on Mora. Looking for his second consecutive walk as he's run the count full. Three, two to Javier Mora. Slider inside corner, called strike 3. Mora was walking towards first. Now he'll about face and return to the dugout. Third straight strikeout for Eomar Diaz. Diaz has found a nice little rhythm here. He's a streaky and rhythmic pitcher to begin with, but looks good through an inning and a third. He'll face Alvaro Aguero at the 9 spot. First pitch to Aguero. On the ground to shortstop. Chance for John Heel out there. On to Verdung for out number 2. Heel made an error on the first chance he got this weekend in his Green Jacket debut. Since then, he's looked solid. You talk with some of the prospect heads and amongst the Braves fandom, Lindsey Crosby, Garrett Spain, and the like, that have made a living out of scouting some of these guys, and there's a lot of belief that Heel can stick long-term at shortstop, and he's likely to get everyday looks there. Olsovsky and Figueroa will fill in as need be. McGee can do the same. Riku Nishida back at the top of the order. He takes a fastball high for ball 1. Green Jackets have a lot of versatility in their infield. If you look at the 6 infielders on the roster, Luis Sanchez is the only man who can't play shortstop. 1-0 in the dirt, ball 2. Sanchez probably could in a pinch. He's a second baseman by trade who has seen some time at third as well. Will Verdung is your everyday first baseman, but he was a shortstop through 2 years of junior college. 2-0 to Nishida. Inside ball 3. Nothing but takes from Riku. Looking to get on for the third time today. Has walked, singled, and scored twice. 3-0 from Diaz. Nishida taking all the way. Ball four. First base runner allowed by Gio. And Nishida continues to up his league-leading on-base percentage. Ryan Burrows has been hit by a pitch and hit a three-run homer in his first game off the injured list. He hit his first homer with the Green Jackets, or with the Cannonballers. Beg your pardon. Burrows got a hanging slider on an 0-2 count from Anthony Garcia and roped it to the top of the berm. Nishida starts in stops. Thought about the steal, but Diaz went to the slide step. Pitch was outside. Five consecutive misses from Gio Diaz. Infield expects Burrows to pull. Fastball on the ground to shortstop. Heel to the cutout. Goes the easy way to second. Back-to-back hitless innings for Heomar Diaz. Works around the two-out walk of Nishida. Score remains unchanged since the second. It's 6-0 Kannapolis.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Frankelly Arias is out for the fifth inning. That'll be a season long for him, assuming he can get at least one out, facing McGee, Figueroa, and Noah Williams at the bottom of Augusta's order. Green Jackets, no runs on one hit. Frank Jones being attended to by Charon Yeom, the athletic trainer for the Cannonballers. Seems to be all right, all smiles looking into Augusta's dugout, but it did put a quick pause on the start of the top of the fifth. And mercifully for Augusta, this is the last time these two teams see each other. McGee was hit by a pitch his last time up. He takes a slider in the dirt. Sometimes a team just has your number, and it hasn't mattered what type of game these two teams have played. A shootout, a pitcher's duel, something in between. Seemed to go in Kannapolis' favor. McGee bounces it up the middle, and there we go. Cam McGee's got his first hit against a lefty this season. McGee's put some good at-bats together against southpaws, just hasn't been able to come up with a knock, and now he has his first. First hit of the week for McGee as well. He's been on base thrice in two games with two hit-by-pitches and a single. Leadoff man on for the first time for Augusta for Lakehair Figueroa. And time is called. We've got a balk on Frankelly Arias, who refused to come set, it appears. Arias never came to a complete stop, and McGee moves up to second base. First time since the first inning, the Green Jackets have had a man in scoring position. Chance for Figueroa to improve something here. First pitch fastball misses outside. Handful of relievers stretching at the end of the dugout for Kannapolis, paced by Patrick Maybach. McGee, a sizable lead at second, not being held on. Fastball popped into shallow right field. Mora out, Wilco in. Wilco calls him off for the catch. Figueroa retired for the second time, got jammed on a fastball on the inside corner. One on, one out for Noah Williams. Williams lined out to the pitcher his last time up. That's a new season high in innings for Francelli Arias. 4 1/3, scoreless. Last time he went four, he got the save against Fayetteville. 4 innings, 1 hit. Noah Williams takes a first pitch changeup outside. The only switch hitter on Augusta's roster has hit better from the left side than the right. Trying to conquer a lefty here. Came in 1 for 14 against Southpaws. 1-0 to Williams. Fastball below the knees. 2 balls and no strikes. Saw Pineda double clutch on the return throw. Thought he was going to get the call. Mora lightly holding on McGee. 2-0 breaking ball. Looked like it crossed up Pineda, but gets the call anyway. Came back to the outer third. Pineda went up to catch it like he expected a fastball. Got crossed up a tad, but it's still strike one, and Williams still didn't swing. Noah's in right field. This is first game played of the weekend. Back-to-back days off. And he cracks a fastball deep down the right field line. Wilco chasing over, and he makes the catch against the fence in right. McGee scampers over to third, up 90 extra feet. Second out of the inning, but McGee does move up to third. Back-to-back flyouts to right field. Williams just underneath the fastball and a little bit late. Got it down the middle and went to the backside. It's a rare mistake from Arias down the center, and Williams not quite able to take advantage. Two outs, man at third. Arias' shutout is on the line right here. Luis Guanipa steps in 0-for-2. First pitch to the speedy center fielder coming from Francelli Arias. Change up at the top of the zone, called strike one. Nobody in the pen for Augusta. It's Diaz for the foreseeable future after back-to-back zeros. Might as well keep riding him. 0-1 fastball clubbed foul by Guanipa. In his third game of the single-A level, Luis is 2-for-10, has led off all three games. Played center twice and DH'd once. Behind 0-2 on Arias, trying to go five scoreless against Augusta. Off-speed knocked foul. Guanipa was out in front, but got just enough wood on the baseball to stay alive. Cam McGee is at third. He's the first Green Jacket to make it past second today. Singled, advanced to second on a balk, and came to third on a flyout from Williams. Another 0-2 to Guanipa. Fastball cracked into left center field. Aguero on the run will get there. Ball hung up long enough. Guanipa 0-for-3. The Green Jackets threw five scoreless offensively. Kannapolis continues to dominate the week and dominate the ball game as a whole. 6-0 halfway through the fifth.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Heomar Diaz, a couple of hitless innings in relief. 6-0 Kannapolis in the bottom of the fifth. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howarth. Patrick Maybach starting to throw in the pen for Kannapolis. Looks like they'll go lefty after lefty. but Frankeli Arias is through a career-high five scoreless. Arxie Hernandez leading off the bottom of the fifth. Cannonballers looking for the three-game sweep. First pitch to Hernandez is a fastball called a strike at the letters. Hernandez reached on a fielder's choice in the first and then walked in the second, been on base twice without a hit. He's 2-for-9 on the week as a whole. And there's hit number one on the day. Lines a slider through the open right side. And the leadoff man is on. First hit given up by Diaz. Yonagher Betancourt steps up with a double and a double play under his belt. 1-for-2 today, 3-for-10 with 3 RBIs in 3 games. Diaz from the stretch, down the center with a slider. Diaz went 3 innings his last time out, so long outings are not at all unfamiliar to him. He's gone 3 innings on 4 separate occasions. Betancourt fouled that one off the front leg and rolled all the way to third. That got a good piece of the body of Betancourt, and he'll hobble around in some pain. 0-2 on the first baseman, and he's taking his time. LJ McDonough starting to stretch for the Green Jackets. Betancourt attempting to walk it off. Man at first, nobody out in the fifth. 0-2 inside. Went to the off-speed on Betancourt and could not bring the slider back to the inside corner. Green Jackets playing in the pole side shift. Breeze has shifted and is now blowing out to center after blowing out to left to start the day. 1-2 to Betancourt. Hard hit to third base. McGee will go to second for one. Figueroa to Verdung. Second 5-4-3 double play of the day for the Green Jacket defense. Both have come off the bat of Yonagher Betancourt. And 2-up, 2-down in the fifth. So Diaz allows his first hit of the day and then promptly gets rid of that runner. Diaz has looked good in relief this afternoon. Facing George Wolko for the second time. First man to CGO twice. On the ground to the right side, Figueroa sliding, stop in shallow left over to first. Nice play for Lakehair Figueroa. Good inning for infield defense. Green Jackets continue to post zeros defensively. And Patrick Maybach coming in for Kannapolis after 5 shutout from Frankeli Arias.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Patrick Maybach coming on, another lefty following the southpaw Frankeli Arias. Arias phenomenal in his second start of the season. 5 innings, 2 hits, 3 strikeouts, no runs and no walks. He's in line for the win in the 7-inning contest. Maybach making his third professional affiliated appearance. Signed with the White Sox out of the Pioneer League on July 5th. He's allowed 3 runs on 5 hits and 4 and a third. Starting off seeing John Heal. Shortstop, first pitch, swinging, pulls the string on the changeup. Maybach originally out of Division III, Salve Regina College in Rhode Island. 26 years of age, he's the oldest player on either roster. Off-speed outside, 1-1. Heel has reached on an error and bounced a single up the middle. On base twice for the Green Jackets. 1-1 on the southpaw, who stands closed from the stretch. First fastball of the day, in at 89 off the corner. Maybach, a very similar situation to the second baseman from Game 1 in the form of Mason Dennison. Veterans who spent a lot of time in Indy ball before signing with the Sox. 2-1 to Heel, breaking ball low and in. Maybach played an astounding 6 collegiate seasons at Salve Regina from 2017 to 2022. Signed with the Billings Mustangs of the Pioneer League and spent 3 seasons there before going to the White Sox. 3-1 fastball. Off the outside corner, called strike 2. Got a ball off the outer edge. Good frame from Pineda. Heel thought he had ball 4. Has to double back to the box. Fastball 87-89 for Maybach. Payoff pitch coming to John Heel. Swing and a miss with the changeup. Maybach gets a strikeout, fourth of his season, first of the day. Heel down on strikes for the third time this week, bringing up the lefty Junior Garcia, who's 0 for 2. If you're wondering to yourself, how does a man play 6 college seasons and record stats in all of them? Everybody got 2020 back, obviously, when the entire planet shut down a month into the collegiate season. First pitch to the lefty Garcia is a breaking ball that Garcia flails at for strike 1. But the Division III level also got 2021 back because a handful of colleges and conferences in the Northeast decided to exercise an abundance of caution and not play in 2021 either. 0-1 to Garcia, misses in the dirt. Changeup evens the count. So everybody at the D3 level got 6 if they wanted it. There are some guys at the D3 level we can attest to who played 7 if they had a redshirt year as well. Maybach 1-1 to Garcia. Fastball right down the middle, and Garcia got frozen. It's a crossbody delivery for Patrick Maybach in the upper 80s. Mixes all 3 pitches well. Tough to pick up for a southpaw. 1-2 to Garcia. Here comes Maybach. Breaking ball off the end of the bat. Garcia will stay alive. Lefty Isaiah Drake is on deck. Green Jackets have had LJ McDonough warming a little bit this inning. Would not be a surprise to see him come out for the 6th after Diaz went 3 scoreless. Garcia fighting for his life against Maybach. 1-2. Fastball spun foul. Maybach was 31-9 in 6 college seasons with a 2.02 ERA. He was dominant for a Salve Regina squad that's always in or around the top 25 of the D3 level. Just phenomenal time and again. Fastball called strike 3 on the outer half. Back-to-back strikeouts for Maybach. Two up, two down in the 6th. It's getting late early in a 7-inning ball game. Isaiah Drake has flown out twice. He'll have to contend with the southpaw Maybach now. Drake flown out to left and flown out to center. He's 1-for-8 on the week. First pitch breaking ball flared into shallow left field. Nishida was playing towards the line and makes the catch. Drake 0-for-3. A 1-2-3-6 for Maybach and 6 shutout innings for Augusta's offense.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar. Highly rated by fans like you. WellStar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets making another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. After three strong innings from Heomar Diaz, it's L.J. McDonough checking on for his first time of the week. McDonough's been a stalwart in this bullpen all season. L.J. has been neck and neck with Diaz for the team high in appearances, and McDonough will now make his 23rd to tie Diaz for the team lead. L.J. 2-3 with four saves and a 5.35 ERA. Heomar Diaz goes three scoreless, one hit, one walk, and three strikeouts. McDonough will see Pineda, Logan, and Mora 6-7-8. Luis Pineda has a sac fly and a strikeout today. McDonough 46 Ks and 22 walks and 33 2/3. Very good strikeout numbers from the right side. First pitch to Pineda bounces in low. Fastball at 94. Mid-90s fastball, mid to upper 80s breaking ball, two-pitch pitcher. McDonough, an immediately recognizable delivery out of the stretch. 1-0 fastball is once again below the knees. A violent, erratic delivery from McDonough. Almost looks like he's catapulting the pitch back up from home plate. 2-0 to Pineda. Slider waved at by the backstop. 2-1. Luis looking for his first hit of the week. Might be his last chance to get there. Cannonball is trying to add some late insurance with a 6-0 lead. All six runs coming off of Garcia in the first two innings. Pineda waves at the slider 2-2. Back-to-back games with very similar results. Kannapolis goes up early, trusts the pitching staff to completely shut down Augusta's cold offense, and then just hold tight to what was there. Maybe add a little insurance here and there, but that's it. 2-2 to Pineda. Slider on the ground, back up the middle. Figueroa was playing towards second base, and he puts away Pineda to start off the sixth. Green Jackets will have Verdung, Godman, and McGee due up against Pat Maback, as Kannapolis looks for the combined shutout across seven innings. Augusta will then get on their bus, have a off day on the seaside in Myrtle Beach tomorrow, and then get a crack at the Pelicans starting Tuesday. Here's Drake Logan. First pitch to him is popped up into shallow right field. Williams started back, now sprints in and dropped the baseball. He lost it in the sunlight. Logan's into second. Noah Williams couldn't find the ball in the high sky in the sunshine. And a misplay puts Logan on for the first time. Tipped off the edge of the mitt. The scoreboard is calling it a double. Okay. One on, one out for Javier Mora, who's walked and struck out. Clouds intersparsing through the sunshine. That was all clear sky for that particular pitch. Mora takes a fastball low and out. Logan gets attested a hit. He's certainly not going to complain about it. Williams lost it in the light. Still had the chance to make the catch. 1-0 to Mora on the inside corner with this slider. Javier Mora lunging out of the way. He's walked and struck out looking, so a lot of takes for him. Javier is 0 for 4 with 2 walks in 2 games. Drake Logan walking off of second. One. Misses low and inside. Kannapolis and Charleston is more and more looking like a potential playoff matchup next week at the Joe. Charleston started to get hot with the bats. They're starting to get healthy as well, and that's a scary sight. Fastball in the dirt, backhanded well by Godman. River Dogs have won the second half in each of the last 2 seasons and have won the Carolina League title outright in each of the last 3. Ever since Charleston moved into the Carolina League at the low A level and switched from being a Yankees to a Rays affiliate, they've been unstoppable. 3-1 to Mora. Slider waved through for strike 2. Breaking ball has been the best pitch out of the 2 so far for McDonough in the 6th inning. Adele Delaney is throwing in the pen. Not sure if he's just getting work in or if he's an actual candidate to come on to throw. Payoff pitch to Mora. Runner going to third. Pitches inside. Godman double clutching on the throw. Can't get the ball out of his mitt. And Drake Logan gets a steal of third base. Walk puts men at the corners with one out for Alvaro Aguero. Logan's got his 12th steal of the season. Aguero's 0 for 2 today, a strikeout and a ground out. Godman steps in front of home plate to relay the first and third signs. And Delaney is already headed back towards the dugout, so just getting some tossing in. Fastball, a late swing and a miss from Aguero for strike 1. The 12 o'clock start and the entire process of checking out of the hotel here in Kannapolis meant that there wasn't a lot of opportunity for pregame work, so Delaney just trying to get a bullpen in. 0-1 to Aguero. Slider knocked back foul, nothing in 2. Nishida on deck. This would be a great time for a double play to avoid seeing Riku once more. Expect Delaney to get a start at some point next week. He's been in the rotation as of late and has looked very good. Last threw a week ago Tuesday, so it's been nearly 2 weeks. 0-2 fastball, strike 3 swinging. Aguero can't lay off the high heat. First punch out for McDonough today. And here is Riku Nishida. A single and 2 walks, been on base 3 times. He's 4 for 10 with 3 free passes and an RBI this week. 3 games played, he's been on base 7 times in 13 tries. Man at the corners, 2 outs. McDonough out of the short stretch position, misses low and outside. Stands with the feet closed together on the first base side of the rubber. McDonough, an undrafted free agent 12 months ago out of Florida Gulf Coast. Also spent time at both Wichita State and Hutchinson Community College. 1-0 misses at the eye line of Nishida, ball 2. First base currently occupied by Mora. A free pass would load the bags for Ryan Burrows. 2 balls and no strikes on the patient lefty. McDonough, a deep breath. Kicks and deals. Fastball outside. Godman, a back pick to third. Out is the call. Logan got greedy with 2 outs and a 6-run lead. There was no reason for him to be as far off as he was, and he pays the price. McDonough works a scoreless 6th. And back out to the mound comes Maybach, trying to ice down the shutout in the shortened ball game.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP. Cannonball is looking for the 7-inning shutout and the 3-game sweep. Verdung, Godman, and McGee against Pat Maback, the 26-year-old lefty in his third appearance at the single-A level. Maback grinded his way through three seasons out in the Montana mountains with the Billings Mustangs. After 6 years of collegiate ball up in Rhode Island, was a long way from home, but produced very well for Billings, which was a former Reds affiliate. They got downsized in 2020. The whole of the Pioneer League went from rookie ball to indie ball. And Maback now has a chance to get himself a productive 2 innings of work against the Green Jackets. Will Verdung, a ground out and a fly out, 0 for 2. The only two hits for Augusta, a single from Heel and a single from McGee. Green Jackets have 6 hits across this doubleheader. All of them have been singles. First pitch of the top of the seventh. Verdung takes it off the outside corner with the changeup. We've seen fastball, changeup, and breaking ball for Maback. Nothing above the 90-mile-an-hour plateau for either pitcher today. Pair of soft-tossing lefties in Arias and Maback have gotten the job done. Fastball, high ball, 2. 6 earned runs charged in 2 innings to Anthony Garcia, who got his second start of the season. He's in line for his first loss at the single-A level, unless Augusta works a miraculous comeback. 2-0 pitch outside, 3 straight off the respective corners. That one the changeup, and Verdung's ahead 3-0. Will's a notably patient hitter by trade, but if anybody has the green light here, it's him. 3-0, taking down the middle with a fastball. Green Jackets have not worked a walk today, although they did get one free base on Cam McGee being hit by a pitch. McGee's in the hole, Jacob Godman's on deck. 3-1 to the first baseman, Verdung. Outside ball, 4. 3 changeups in the at-bat for Maback, all of which missed arm side. Verdung draws the free pass, leadoff man on. Godman has struck out swinging twice. 0 for 4 with 3 Ks and a hit by pitch in 2 games played. Verdung a short lead. And Godman a 3-quarter swing on the changeup. Went chasing off the outside corner and fouled the pitch back. Maback has not shown an ability to throw that changeup for a strike, but it has gone strike to ball and has enough arm side movement that righties like to go fishing. It's been effective. Goes to the changeup once again, but this time Godman's able to adjust. 1-1. Verdung still being held on by Betancourt. Can't be too safe even with a 6-run lead. Maback shuffles to a stop. Couple looks over at Verdung. Comes home on the 1-1, and the curveball checks into the outside corner. Floating back into the outer edge at 76. Big looping breaking ball for Maback. Godman spins the black bat behind the right shoulder. 1-2 on the catcher, waving the bat back and forth. Ready for Maback's delivery. It's a fastball and it's upstairs. Godman evens the count 2-2. Maback will call time. Looks like he wanted a new baseball. Went back to the rosin bag as well. Black glove up underneath the chin before the 2-2. Curveball fouled away. Godman was hanging on that breaking ball at the top of the zone and stays afloat. Godman will see pitch number 6 in this at-bat against Maybach. Another 2-2 from the lefty. Fastball outside, ball 3. Pineda trying his hardest to bring that one back off the outside corner, but it was 3.5 balls off. Count goes full on Godman, looking for back-to-back base runners to start off the 7th. Skied out to left field, got some carry. Nishida drifting back to the warning track, puts it away. Riku started in, then went sprinting out. Breeze gave that ball a little bit of extra life, but Godman records out number 1. One on, one out. Cam McGee has been on base twice with a hit by pitch and a single. Up until Verdung's leadoff walk, the only two men who had been on today had been McGee and John Heal. Left side of the infield was producing offensively. Slider begins the at-bat to McGee on the outer half. We've seen both slider and curveball from Pat Maybach. Slider only to lefties, curveball only to righties. McGee sees another breaking ball, this one outside, 1-1. As this month and this season drift further and further on, this is when we'll start to see some reinforcements coming in from this year's draft. Maybach the 1-1 to McGee. Breaking ball waved at by Cam for strike 2. Braves signed catcher Nick Montgomery out of California today. Got Cayman Good to lock in out of Virginia. So those were two of the prominent prepsters that were still left to be signed. So everybody for the first 2 days of the draft has been locked in for Atlanta. 1-2. Breaking ball spun behind third. Hernandez chasing out, makes the catch in foul territory. A difficult running play for Arcee is the second out. There's a couple draftees that still could be remaining getting signed. Atlanta also had 4 undrafted free agents, 2 pitchers and 2 catchers. But as of right now, there are 7 unsigned players, all of whom went between rounds 11 and 20. And so with 13 of the 20 down and 17 players from this class brought it in, could be more coming soon. Here's Lakeair Figueroa. 2 outs in the 7th, 6-0 Kannapolis. Figueroa, first pitch, shot on the ground to second base. Mora to Burrows, and there goes the ball game. It's a 7-inning shutout for Kannapolis. It's a series sweep for the Cannonballers. And Arias and Maybach combined to 2 hit the Green Jackets. Green Jackets muster 2 hits and leave 5 on, but cannot get a runner home. Got just 1 man to third base. That was McGee in the 5th. And the combination of Franckelly Arias and Pat Maybach are too much for the Green Jackets to handle. Kannapolis 6 runs on 6 hits with 1 error and 4 left on. Cannonballers got all 6 runs in the first 2 innings. 3 runs in the first with RBIs from Betancourt and Pineda, and then a 3-run shot from Ryan Burrows in the 2nd. That was all the offense they would need. A 6-run win in both games of the doubleheader. Kannapolis outscores the Green Jackets 13-1 today and 26-4 over the course of the 3-game series. Kannapolis is now 53-37 on the year and 12-12 in the second half. They're a half game behind Fayetteville for 2nd place in the South Division. Green Jackets fall 52 losses on the year and 36 wins. So 16 games below 500, 9-14 in the second half and 17-25 on the road. Green Jackets are 7-5 against Myrtle Beach, and that's where we head next. All 6 games will be live and available on Green Jacket Radio on courtesy of GreenJacketsBaseball.com. We'll be thrilled to bring those games to you from Pelicans Ballpark. Single-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs waits next. And Augusta has had success in a lot of evenly matched ball games against Myrtle Beach. We've seen shutouts, extra inning affairs. All of those games seem to go down to the wire, so you expect a lot of good baseball coming up Oceanside. Guanipa, Gill, and Garcia were the trio of newbies this week. Two of the three get their first hit. And they will bring the excitement at the top of the order. Going forward, Isaiah Drake's been slotted down towards the cleanup spot. It's been a new opportunity for him. But there's a lot of speed and a lot of youth at the top of the order. The rest of the offense, everybody just trying to find their rhythm. There was a four-day layoff. There were a lot of changes in the roster and the lineup both. And so this was a bit of a chaotic three-game series against a team that has had Augusta's number. So as disappointing as it may feel in the immediacy, there are still pieces to build on. For example, today, Heomar Diaz and LJ McDonough, two of your longest tenured relievers, combined for four shutout innings, allowing just two hits. Another good outing for Gio. McDonough's been up and down as well, and LJ looked very good today. Ended up stranding a couple men on base in a scoreless sixth. Augusta just not quite able to get the offense going, but against a Myrtle Beach team that started off slowly and is now trying to find their footing, having dropped nine straight at one point in this second half. It's a Myrtle Beach team that could be up for a lot of close baseball, and we'll be there with you, but not until a day off tomorrow. Everybody going to rest and reset. Should there be any changes, we will certainly alert you of that on the social media in terms of roster moves. But for now, the 29 men on the roster at the moment are who we soldier forth with at Pelicans Ballpark after a three-game sweep here in Kannapolis. The Green Jackets do not have to see Kannapolis again. We are done with the Cannonballers, and now we head out to Myrtle. One more week on the road, and then Augusta's back home to host the Down East Wood Ducks out of the Rangers affiliate. That will next come into play on July 30th. There are three homestands left in the year and four road trips. 7 weeks from today, the season comes to a close. So now with some of these young talents coming forward, if you've been on the fence about getting your way out to SRP Park, it's time to come see the faction of players that are here. And of course, if you can't make it, wherever you're tuning in from, we're always grateful to have you here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. We will say goodbye to you from Atrium Health Ballpark, goodbye to Kannapolis as a whole, and a good see you on Tuesday after the three-game sweep. New life coming, and it's always good to be oceanfront. We'll be live from Pelicans Ballpark at 6:50 for the 7:05 start on Tuesday afternoon. We'll let you know who the rotation's going to be on MILB.com. Have a wonderful afternoon, and enjoy the day off tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a pleasure. See y'all on Tuesday.